Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, and welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. And yes, a big old congratulations to FAU and Miami going to the Final Four and actually one win away from playing each other. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? They both win these games, which, by the way, at this point, you're a Final Four, you're pretty damn good. Could happen. FAU beats San Diego State. Miami takes care of UConn. And we're talking about a South Florida final for the NCAA basketball tournament. You're like, no way. There's nobody said before, I'm going to go ahead and put $1,000 down on FAU and Miami in the finals. It's crazy. Just Dusty May, man, what a job he's done. Eric Reed's neighbor. What a story he is up in Boca. And I just thought Boca was all about the mall. I thought just everything, because I only go up there when my wife needs somebody to go up with her to see the Boca Mall.
Well, they're moving to the American Athletic Conference soon over at FAU. But I told you the other day, man, I was very surprised when I went up there. That football stadium's the real deal.
No, it's gorgeous. I mean, it really is nice.
Yeah, they got a nice little thing going over there.
Nothing wrong with that.
I got to tell you, Joe, I think if you look at this thing, the two best teams left could be the teams from down here.
We'll see. We'll see, Woody, before we decide that, I don't know, man, what UConn did to Gonzaga.
That's fine, man.
I mean,
it's fine. Look, you know, Miami's been an underdog in every single game they've played except for the Drake game.
They're and they will be again this week. Game. Now,
a
lot of people took Miami to beat Texas yesterday. I listened to some of those guys going, Miami's going to win this game against them, and they're starting five. Miami's starting five, you know, everybody wants to talk about last year. This starting five is really good, and it's really good across the board. That Wooga Poplar got really friggin' good. When this thing started, it was kind of like, yeah, Wooga starts, but, yeah, he's a nice little – Wooga doesn't take a backseat to anybody on that team now. He's gotten really good, athletic, can shoot.
You're a big Wooga fan now. I love
him. Well, listen,
he's got a great personality, by the way. You ever get a chance to talk to him? He's from Philly, and he's got, a heavy Philly accent. He's got a great personality, too, man. You would like him.
He's a hell of a player, I can tell you that. And just a great – they scored 51 second-half points and never made a three-point shot. They only had two in the game, both in the first – 2 for 8 in the first and just did all their work on two-point shots and a lot of free throws. But 51 second-half points and never made a three. And they've got some guys that can shoot. Matter of fact, overall, they shot the lights out. Did I see they shot 64%, Woody, in the first half, and we're down 8? That's hard to do.
It's the lost art of the two-point shot, man. Like, you know, not a lot of teams are doing that. And, you know, that's kind of led by Isaiah Wong, who's a shooting guard that prefers to take a higher percentage shot.
Really nice little fadeaway down close.
But that's the lost art, man. Look at all these other teams. They hoist up a lot of threes. The Canes take higher percentage shots. That's why they're one of the most efficient offensive teams in the country.
Well, listen, both stories great. And, of course, that story over in Davie, congratulations to Jim Crutchfield, Nova Southeastern. They are Division II champions. He went undefeated this season. Woody, you see a lot of the Division II schools and being down there working with Barry. Undefeated 36-0. I mean, there's just there's going to be games where you got young guys. They're going to be flat, not as into it. These guys, I don't know if they had a bunch of comebacks. 36-0 and win the championship is really amazing. Hell, they lose one game last year anyway, so they had
that conference is very, very difficult too, man. You got good programs in that conference. You got Barry, Florida Southern has been good for a while. So you got those guys up there in Lakeland. Florida Southern had a season where they, I think, was only one game that they lost and won a national championship out of that conference.
Well,
it was about 10 years ago, but yeah, it's an incredible run, man. Really, really incredible. Congratulations to those guys.
Yep. And so anyway, we had a lot. Of course, Katie Meyer's basketball team was on a great roll. They lose to LSU, but again, got really deep into the playoffs. So congratulations to Katie and the women for what they're able to do, even though this game was, 54-42 loss and playing against a really good LSU team inside. But 0-for-15 on three-point shooting. But I'm sure Katie was pretty excited about overall the way her lady came. Woody, they had to barely get in the tournament, right? I mean, that had to be pretty close. Them.
Yeah, 19 wins. Yeah, it was very close. Yes.
Close to get in there. Yes. So, hey, a lot of good stories in college basketball. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on down here in South Florida. Woody, I was listening to reports from that other event that you really like down there next to the arena. I got to tell you, man, I actually, they did a report, and because of you, I stayed around at Ultra to find out how many people got arrested.
What'd we get to?
I don't know. They had a couple.
Well, we got to wait. Wait for the official number.
We sent 7 to the hospital. It was like the police chief, like, oh, it's been a great crowd this year, and we only had a couple, like 5 we had to arrest, but, 7 went down with the heat. But outside of that, what a great event.
Well, the heat thing, man, I was at the so the Heat had their family festival yesterday. I went out to that. It was
always a nice event, yes.
I can barely turn my head today. I guess my shirt didn't cover the entire part of my neck. And I have this gigantic sunburn right on my neck.
You look like you're from the Northeast, came down on
vacation.
Yeah,
it was very, very hot, man. The sun was just intense. So I could see why people, especially at Ultra, would be dropping. They'd be dropping like flies in that heat, man.
Well, we get them all in, don't we? We get all the events in down here. We don't mess around.
Concert was awesome, though. I got to see some of the stuff on the live stream.
Good.
Concert
good.
Looked as good as usual. Well, yeah. I got to watch the Swedish House Mafia closing set, though. I didn't get a chance. It was late last night, I think.
Yeah. Well, when the kids go to bed, stay up and get a chance to, you really look forward to to whatever they are, Mafia.
Don't make fun of stuff. I don't make fun of the stuff you watch.
You make fun of everything.
You watch some of the all-time weirdest stuff, and I don't make fun of you for that.
You don't?
No. I mean, we discuss it sometimes, but I don't make fun of it necessarily. What'd you watch over the weekend, weirdo?
I was out.
Oh, you were at tennis all weekend. I'm sorry.
I had to hit the tennis.
And by the way, man, I got to tell you, so they had a little thing set up at the tennis, like a skill area. You see that?
I seen it.
So I went over there. We hit a couple serves. I was with, my son. We hit a couple serves.
Yeah.
And then if you go past the serve thing, they got a little pickleball court set up.
Did you get a chance to play a little pickleball?
I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It was fun. First time I played.
Are you going to pickleball Saturday when McEnroe and Agassi and the rest of them?
Well, we have tickets for the event on Sunday. I think we're still registering people, I believe, to get the grand prize to go on Saturday to the banquet.
That ought to be a heck of a party.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Should be a heck of a party.
You know the Hard Rock very well. So.
I do know the Hard Rock very well, and I do know that when I go there, I have a good time. Yes, I do.
So we do. We do have, by the way, more tickets. The event is on April 2nd.
Do we get extra tickets if we needed
like
or no?
For you? Or for like
I've actually,
your friend?
Some people ask me
for
tickets.
Does your pal want tickets?
You just always.
Did you give him the tennis tickets, your buddy?
I did.
Good for you, man. I know you're swimming in tennis tickets. So that was good. That was nice of you to do that.
Day passes.
Day passes. Only the day session?
Only a day session. I was hoping he'd be long gone before I got there Saturday night, and I didn't get so lucky. It was incredible. Like, you know, I came down here to see you. And I go, I don't want to see you, man. You make my life. Every time you come here, you make my life worse. Every time you come down here. And stop throwing out that card that we grew up together and we've been friends our whole life. You've ruined that. You absolutely have ruined that.
I don't think that card ever goes
away. Huh?
I don't think that card goes away.
We show up.
And I have four children.
I said, I have four children I'm responsible for.
No, you're not. What are you talking about you're responsible for?
Well, to take care of them, to make sure they're – and, like, you're a grown-ass man. Act like it. Like, you need to act like it. And if you don't have enough money, get another damn job.
Like, I have like, four kids I'm putting through private school. Your kids are grown up.
No, I know, but it's, like, enough. Like, man, I'm not –
Support your buddy,
this
man.
This is
support
not friendship. No, this is a bad friendship. It's and I always love when he breaks away and they're trash. God only knows. I didn't think they had any credit cards. Somebody apparently had a credit card because cash is no good at the tennis tournament. So they find us. How do they find us? Bo and I and the girls were walking around Saturday night having fun, having a drink, and just great, just had a blast. And this guy finds me with these three people that are bigger losers than he is. And every woman he's with is just like, she's a bigger disaster than he is. And they go, hey, do you mind if we sit with you? And I go, no, you can't sit with us. I didn't even look to my one side because as soon as she saw him, and so you know what happens, Woody, after, she goes, how do you get tickets? Those passes are expensive. How do you get them? You did not give them to him. And I had to tell the truth on that. I can lie about other things, but I said, no, I gave him the passes, but they're for the day. Supposed to be long gone. And they were trashed.
A lot of places to hang out there, man.
Short on money, yeah. But go to the tennis tournament to buy drinks all day in that heat. So I said, hey, man, maybe you ought to get going home. He goes, well, can I talk to you? I know what that is, that one-on-one conversation away from everybody. You have any money? You have any money I can borrow? I said, no. Do I have any money that you never have to pay back? It's incredible. They showed up. He's leaving today. Don't ever come back. If you're in the car on your way to Miami International, please don't ever come back. Your trips are used up in South Florida.
So you emptied out the wallet and gave it to him, huh?
I gave him whatever I had.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah. By the way, I know it grinds your gears that they only take credit cards at these things.
It does, buddy. It's funny
know,
you said
I know,
that.
I know. You're a cash guy, man. You have not adapted. You know, nobody wants to touch cash anymore. It's part
no,
of like, it's
I get it,
man.
World, you don't need a dollar to your friggin' name, man. No. You're right. Anyway,
what do you use cash for anymore? Like, I don't even know. You use it for your morning coffees. I know that, but
correct. You know what? Don't worry about Dunkin' Donut. They're still taking that cash.
Yep.
All right, Woody, I'm done. I'm done ripping this guy, too. It's incredible. Like, he can't top some of the other things he's done through the years. And by the way, the most amazing thing, he's not affected by anything. He never goes, you know, hey, man, I'm sorry. I had a chance to think about what I did last time I was here. What an ass clown I was. He doesn't do that. He's like, hey, man, you know, if he does this one more time, you and I have been together a lot longer than this wife you have.
Said that to you?
Yeah, and I go, you mean this wife that I have that I've been with for a long time? And he goes,
I like this guy. I kind of want to meet this guy. I think the whole thing's kind of funny.
I call him out.
In fact, you hooked him up with tennis tickets, and he's out there day drinking is even better.
I just thought they'd literally go, and I gave him something to do because my daughter had said recently, like, hey, I have some passes for the day if you want them. And I go, oh, man, maybe I'll do it for this guy because I told him, I didn't want him to go to any other events. Oh, God. He was trashed. And these girls were just, I don't mean to be mean if they're in the car right now driving, but just nasty. Just nasty.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
I got to go to break.
There is a lot to drink at that tournament, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that tequila that their promoter is pretty good. I don't know what the name. It wasn't bad.
Was it Dobell, I think, is the sponsor?
I think that is. That's funny you say
that. They're the sponsor.
Damn, Woody, you're really good. You see something you remember.
Caught my eye, brother. They're all over the place. I think they had that, and they had the Stella beer was all over the place, I saw.
Yeah, Stella's controlling the beer market, yes.
Have you had any good food out there? I've eaten some pretty good food out there so far.
Everything's been good.
Yeah.
No, it's been real good.
Did you see they have like a caviar and sushi and champagne lounge? Did you see that one?
I did see that.
I didn't know if you spent any time in there. That seemed kind of right up your alley.
I did take the girls up there for a drink.
Nice. Would you have champagne?
No, I didn't have champagne.
A little Moet?
All right, we got to go to break. Somehow you try to ruin the... You're trying to be like this other guy and spending my life way too long. Go back to East Marysville and please stay there. All right, we're going to break. I do want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, we got trained and certified technicians. More than 100 trucks on the road 7 days a week. And you know what that means? That means we'll either come out real quickly and fix the problem, or if you need a new air conditioner, all different sizes, we have them all in stock, ready to go in our warehouse to help you out. By the way, same with Air Around the Clock Plumbing. Licensed, experienced plumber, 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems, indoors and out. And we are the water heater kings of South Florida. So what I'm going to tell you is we have water heaters and we have air conditioning units through this oversized, huge warehouse, meaning that we can grab them and get to your home, your business, super fast. Our goal every day, same day installation is the goal. Same day installation every day, financing plans as well to help you out for all sides. We've got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go right now. They're already out on the road and have been. And with those financing plans, we can help you out right now so you don't have any plumbing problems or air conditioning problems. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Nice lady's going to answer the phone and say, hey, my friend Joe Rose said you guys got some pretty good plumbers out there. Licensed, experienced plumbers, family-owned, Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them ready to take good care of you. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. It's another Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to South Florida with tennis legends John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick. We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood. And all winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets for two to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. And would you like to give away a pair of tickets now, Joe? We could do that if
you're interested.
You know what's
funny? I'm kind of looking forward to being around Agassi. Okay. Andre Agassi's a really interesting guy, besides being obviously a great player. And who he's married, obviously. Famous guy.
You know,
always
that
in
with
the
him?
Middle of. No, not at all. What do you think?
I'd like to meet Andy Roddick, by the way. I think I'm a big fan.
Enjoyed watching him play.
Yeah. Enjoyed. And I got to talk pickleball with these guys because I got to tell you, I told you I played some at the tournament the other day, and it was fun, man. I'm getting a paddle or a racket? I guess a paddle,
It's a paddle. But, listen, I got to tell you, tennis has really embraced paddleball. They really have. All the pros, I see them at our club. And, by the way, they're all going to be Saturday at Central Park. I saw they had something at Central Park. Those four will be playing a match at Central Park where I play tennis. They'll be out there. So they've really embraced paddleball and what they're doing.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Paddleball. Pickleball. So you can really do it.
Whoever the caller is that we give these tickets to, we should just have them recommend a specific paddle to me. Like, I need to know, like, which one I should get. Like, what's a good starter paddle?
Oh, God.
Is there a big difference? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know a lot of people are playing. I'm just not ready to do it yet, but
why don't you play a couple of games?
Don't worry about what
I
play. I'm fine. Well, I'm glad you had fun. How do you want to give away the tickets?
You want to pick a caller number here?
Let's go caller number 3.
All right.
Caller number 3, 305-567-0560. If you'd like to go watch those guys play this Saturday at Hard Rock, and potentially we'll get you registered to go to the party, the VIP party. We haven't talked to anybody over there about the VIP party.
You're good. Don't worry.
No, I had some people ask how many I can bring.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
as far as I know, you got a plus one.
Let me tell you, man, it's
you need more. Your buddy wants to go.
It's lighting up. It's lighting up.
You need to take your buddy.
He's gone.
The plus one.
He better be on that damn plane sometime today.
Someone asked if you used your status to upgrade him.
I don't have any status.
Well, you must have some status.
I'm not paying for any tickets. I said, you better not have a one-way ticket on this, brother. I'm going to be pissed. God, it's incredible. The guy tried to ruin my weekend. I did one thing. I kept him on my guard. I'm going to keep him away from soccer, keep him away from the Panthers and the Heat. And I go, all right, you know what? My daughter's got passes for day passes for Saturday. I'll do something nice. He'll walk around. I didn't think he had any money to drink, but he did. A little tequila buzz working there. Anyway, hey, enough of all that stuff, but be caller number 3 right now. They're already coming in, and we'll get you registered, get you a couple of tickets to watch some of the great tennis players, former tennis players, some of the best we've ever had in this country. 4 of them playing against each other. It's pretty cool. And then on top of that, we'll be giving them away all week. We'll try to get some extras to give those away. And hopefully somebody will be hanging out with us a little bit for the party. The big, big party. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, really cool because we've never done this, coming in on a Monday and talked about 2 teams here in South Florida going to the Final Four, and another school already winning a national championship. I mean, it's crazy. Nova Southeastern joins the party. Jim Crutchfield, his team, went 36-0. They not only won the championship, Division II championship, they went undefeated. Damn undefeated, it's hard to do. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You load your damn team up, it's hard to go undefeated. It really is. So, great story. And then, of course, here in the Final Four, FAU and Miami. Boy, you could tell getting to that Final Four, the celebration was on, man. It was not like if you win the whole thing, but they're now 1 win away from facing each other and 2 wins away from winning a national championship. God, can you imagine? That's crazy. Obviously, neither school's ever done it. So, a lot of cool stories going on, fun to watch and start to learn, and people are learning more about the FAU team and all the things that they've been able to do, and everybody's now talking about Miami's team, and I think people are getting a chance to see how good they are and the plays they make late in games, down 13 again last night, coming back, score 51 in the second half, just great stuff and some great performances. You know, we always talk about this on these shows. How's everybody going to show up for a big game, right? How are you going to show up for a big game when you start getting deeper than any place you've ever been? How will you handle the pressure? How will you handle it? Jordan Miller was friggin' perfect. 7 for 7 from the field, 13 for 13 on free throws, 27 points in the game. What I see, Woody, is the second time it's been done.
Yeah, and Christian Laettner was the other one.
Just, and that game, I know they want to keep going in this thing, but Jordan Miller, man, you're going to be talking about the game Jordan Miller had.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, again, like Miami, you know, there was in the 60s in field goal percentage, and you were just expecting that number to come down, but they just kept taking high percentage shots, man.
Yeah, they gave up the three. They said, we're not worried about three.
Yeah.
Not
and by the way, they had a couple of threes that went in and out. Nigel Pack had one that was down.
He had
down.
One going
Wong
in and
had
out.
One in transition that was down. But, yeah, man, they just – that's what they do. That's why they're such an, you know, efficient offensive team, and that's been one of their big
fun
things
to watch,
all year.
Man.
Yeah.
Fun to watch, and the two transfer guys, transfer portal guys, are both really, really good and add a lot to what they already had. The chemistry of the team is – I think that says a lot about Jim Larranega, what he's been able to do. And by the way, the story's coming out up in Boca about – Dusty May and Conference USA and what he's done and with his guys coming back. Just great stories, man. I know they're fired up in Boca. We don't want to take away from that party. But two teams here in South Florida, two teams in the Final Four. It's crazy. What do you got, Wood?
Well, let's congratulate Justin from Miramar who won the tickets here.
Does he play?
He I didn't ask.
Oh, I thought you'd been asking. I'm always curious.
You just think I have conversations with
No, I didn't. No, I should know you don't make small
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, I don't make small talk. But, no, I mean, if he would have said something, I didn't ask.
All right.
You know, I got to ask all of his personal information and stuff. Like, I need to find out his address and his.
You ever get anybody goes, man, I love playing this game because everybody that plays loves playing. It's true. Like
I thought it was really fun, man. We hit the ball around for a while, and it was fun. A whole hell of a lot more fun than tennis.
Well, I gotta tell you, Bo's. All right,
I'm messing with you, bro. But no, it was fun. It was fun.
Well,
I need a starter kit, like a starter paddle racket.
We had one of our friends the other night, man.
They play the wiffle ball.
She loves a lot of women love it too. And a lot of guys and husband and wives are playing together.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
What?
I'm not gonna play with my wife.
No, God.
That's the last thing I need is to have the dispute with her on the pickleball court.
mine goes, I'm not playing. No, this is why I don't come. You're way too competitive. I'm done.
In between points, we're debating about the kids and stuff. Why would anyone do that?
I got you.
Put yourself through that.
Hey, let's go to break here. We got a lot more to get to. 305-567-0560. And by the way, thank you for letting me get it off my chest, man. I don't know how many different ways you can tell somebody, please don't come back unless you're just coming back because you love the beaches. Don't come back to see me. Please.
Well, we got a text this morning from the 540. I don't know if that's your buddy's area code. It says, good news, Joe. We missed our flight this morning. What time do you get off work? We're standing by your car.
Would that be funny? I mean, there's nothing
hilarious.
Left. There's
what happens if you miss your flight, by the way? Do they just put you on like the next one?
Well, if there's a way that somebody could do it, this loser would definitely miss the flight. And by the way, one of the last things I said is make sure you get there early to the airport. Don't be doing a last second deal and calling me saying you're stuck and you guys are out of money and your credit cards aren't working. I don't want to hear it. Call family back home if you're getting a jam. You have no family here at all. We got to go to break, man. We have a lot more to get to. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
And you know what, Joe? I think that's enough for traffic. This is
you don't want to give a lot of bad news to everybody that there's
yeah, there's traffic everywhere. You'll figure it out, right?
That's great. You've tried.
I gotta tell you, I used this new app the other day. This Waze app because everyone's like the Apple Maps not no good.
Okay,
it was great except for the fact that I had Dunkin' Donut ads popping up the entire time while I was driving. Like every time I would stop, it was like, "Do you want to go to the nearest Dunkin' Donuts?" Actually, thought of you, but
oh, I know
that could be an app that you want to download. Maybe.
I don't need the app. I know where on all the different ways that I go, home, to work.
What about when you go places you don't know? Are you just going to call me?
No, I just there's the Dunkin' Donut place. Are
hey Hollywood, where's Wynwood?
So, hey Woody, are we close to Wynwood? Supposed to meet Jimmy Cephalo for lunch. How close am I right now? Hey, so, there's Dunkin' Donut. There's four of them on the way here. So, and I
have one that you go to, right? Don't you have one that you know the people and everything?
Yeah. I like the one off of 84. 84 between 136 and Flamingo right there. That's a busy one. If I miss that, I go a little further down. One in corner of Hiatus has one. And then from there now, I don't mess around. I get on the freeway, and the next stop is 103rd Street off 95 in Miami. Mm. And it's right there. It's right there. But they have a little problem. Like most Dunkin' Donuts have a little problem when they had the 4 o'clock wake-up call to be there. Like a lot of them open at 4.
They open at 4?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
But a lot of them.
That's cool.
A lot
of that to the people that work there.
Well, young people have problems with those hours. You're right. Because sometimes they're not open till 4:30, quarter to 5.
That's brutal, man. Those are rough hours.
And then we have another one just a couple blocks down the road that I call it the last stop before here. Because I go there, too. And sometimes they're open at 5, but sometimes it's like 5:10, 5:15.
5 is early, too, but, I mean, it's better. Those morning shifts are rough, man.
But everybody knows where their favorite coffee place is on their way in, unless you get up early and make it yourself and bring it in.
You remember, so it was funny, we were talking earlier, and I mentioned that, remember we had some blue check people on Twitter that complained about the airlines?
Yeah.
Remember, this was like years back, but one of the people who used to work here complained about Dunkin' Donuts, the one up
yes.
by the stadium where we used to work.
Yep.
That closed like 5 minutes early on Christmas Day.
Yes, I remember that whole thing.
they tagged them on Twitter and were like sending pictures just to try to like get these people fired on Christmas or get a $10 gift card, whatever they were going for.
But so, that's right there at the top of the pet peeve for people in our business to power. They have a bad experience and throw their weight around. I'm basically gonna badmouth you when I go on the air. That I got a problem with that.
Throw their weight around? Was that a shot?
No. But if that was, there's a guy who was throwing a lot of weight then. He could have crushed the place. All right. Hey, listen, we've got.
Bro, I'm lobbing softballs at you this morning.
You're
knocking them out of the park.
Oh, man.
Man,
listen, we are rolling. Hey, Woody, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Spring football practice. I just want to say this. I did go out Saturday to practice. Speaking
of, I just read you one text really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some guy just said, "Hey, Joe, I had no idea you were still alive. Good to hear you on the radio."
That's all right.
He's come back to the show. I'm sorry. I didn't realize my mic was still on. I laughed. I had to read that one.
No, that's fine, man. I mean, if you thought, something happened.
Very
nice
funny.
To have you back on AM radio. It's great to have you. Hopefully you stay with us, man. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm still alive. It's really me. And I'm trying. I'm trying, man. Get as much time as I can. I'm trying to make some changes in my life.
Somebody said at 4 o'clock you can take the donuts because they're last night's donuts and you can play hockey with them.
Well, so it's funny you said that.
When do they make the donuts?
So the lady sometimes, because I tip, nicely in the morning, and she goes, "Mr. Rose, I'd like to do something nice for you. Would you like a donut?" I go, "Nah, I'm going to skip the donuts. I just try not to eat, the donuts in the morning right now. I like them. Don't get me wrong. I'm a donut-eating mofo." But anyway, she gave me a dozen of them to bring in, and it wasn't the best. It was a tough one because, you got to get those Dunkin' Donut. You got to get them quickly. Or it doesn't work real well. Anyway, hey, listen, we got to go to break here.
Can you come back? I got to show you. I don't know if we're going to break here. I got to show you something. This 561 guy, bravo, my friend. We can't read it, but man, oh, man.
What happened?
I'll show it to you when you come in.
All right. That's good. That's always good stuff for
people.
No,
I know it's not good for the radio.
I know. You think
everybody. Can I give you a couple more here?
You think
really
everybody's
quick?
In here with
all
right, us
let me
right
give
now.
You a couple
Go ahead.
More. Someone says McDonald's has good coffee.
Yes,
I don't
very
drink coffee,
good.
So I don't know.
So no. Dunkin' Donut. Excuse me. McDonald's has very fresh coffee. It's very good.
So we said try a boat paddle for pickleball. Should have used your status with Aaron Rodgers. Someone says.
Use my status.
What is your status, Joe?
I don't know what that is.
He's talking about your airline status.
With Aaron Rodgers.
People want to know what your wife did while this was all going down.
My wife was pissed.
She was at the tournament with you, right?
She doesn't say anything. Yeah, she was sitting there, and we had Bo and his girlfriend with us, and it was an awkward moment. But I just started ripping them right in front of her. Just started blasting them. Like, really? You mind if, you mind if we sit with you? No, I don't want you to sit here. I got a problem with it. No. It was bad. And it was awkward. And then she wanted to know how he got the tickets, the passes to go. That's when we had the problem, because I never thought she was going to hit me with that one. I wasn't prepared for that one.
I love that.
I had to come clean on that one. I had to say, yeah. I gave them to him. She goes, what were you thinking? You helped create the monster. He's not even nice to us.
You did create the monster.
I go, well, he's not nice to you because he knows you don't like him. And he doesn't care because he and I were together before you and I were together. That he always says that. She hates that.
Our texters know exactly who we're talking about, which I like. And one more from the 540. He said, Hollywood, longtime daily listener. Appreciate that, my friend. 540 is Virginia. Let's go Hokies, he says. Virginia.
All right. I didn't know that.
You're worldwide, man.
Did not know that.
You're Mr. Worldwide.
I did not know we had Virginia folks with us. That's awesome.
Is that Pitbull? What does he call it? He's Mr.
He's
Worldwide,
305,
right?
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide.
Isn't that what he calls himself?
Mr. 305, the most beautiful girls in the world. He's been everywhere, but 305.
By the way, I think I speak for everyone when I want to know. You said you tip generously. What's a generous tip for you? You shouldn't have said that if you didn't want to follow up, by the way.
I don't want to follow. So like, I get a coffee, I give him a $5 bill.
Okay, it's pretty good.
I get the big boy coffee.
Okay. Always five or sometimes more?
No. You don't want to
be honest with me here?
No, I don't want to get into tipping. I just said, you know.
I'm just curious what you think is a generous tip.
No, so the woman's very, very nice and always says, oh, can we get you something else? You want something else? And I go, no, I just want that coffee. I'm going to warm it up again when I get down to Miami. So
just roll one of those donuts over here?
Yeah, roll one or get a couple. Unless they're fresh now. Sometimes she goes, they're fresh today. We just made them. All right, listen. Speaking of fresh, we got a fresh 9 o'clock hour coming up here in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I hate to do it, man, but sooner or later it happens to all of us. Doesn't matter. You play the same sport, you're competitive, you're getting hurt sooner or later. And when it does, everybody wants to go to the best doctors, right? Doctors that know a thing or two about sports-related injuries. Well, we're lucky. We have Baptist Health South Florida all over South Florida now. And they're a top 50 sports medicine program in the country. They take care of them. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I say, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. And the truth be known, everybody else would like to be with them too because of those great doctors and specialists they put together from around the country with lots of experience where you can get great results. Our doctors not only travel with the teams, we've got all these specialists behind them for the knee, the shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. We got doctors that specialize in covering every part of the body for you. Really, really good doctors that are ready to see you and take good care of you while they're taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes here in South Florida, as well as from around the country that come here. Got a brand new facility, Broward County. You're going to love it. 595 and Pine Island Implantation. It sure is convenient for me. It'll be convenient for you. Dr. Swartzen and the doctors up there, really nice, really good at what they do. And to make sure, if you get a surgery done, we got in-house physical therapists. They're some of the best as well. One goal every day, get you back playing the sports you love the most. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for Baptist Health South Florida.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.